So tonight we're going to weed out the dead wood. You know who you are. Deadwood? Deadwood. We know who you are. Look inside of you and say, of course you know who you are. Well, there's no point in making any ridiculous sham tonight. We have no need for a facade. Tonight we're weeding out the deadwood. We're separating the flotsam from the jetsam. So those of you who know, and of course you do, you know what you are, flotsam or jetsam. Get ready for trouble tonight. Dead wood, get ready to be weeded out. Dandelions among the vast orchid bed of humanity, get ready. Your roots are not deep enough. Your flowers, oh, ridiculous thought. Your petals are not fragrant enough. Great, isn't it, to know? We know, don't we? Don't we, all of us? We really know. We've got a line on things, haven't we? Sure. This is Victor Jory. I'll be here until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. Bemoaning my fate. No, actually, to be honest with you, that's just my pen name. My name is Chivi. And I ruled the day, you know. I cursed the khaki of brown. I ruled the day that they lost that beautiful feel of chainmail and flashing armor in the sun. Whatever happened to those days of flying pennants? Who wants to join me for a brief juiced tonight? Here on Broadway. With Rance's. Anybody out there willing to take me on tonight in a juice? Give me a call here. Ask for the arena. Ask for the armorer. Wouldn't you love to be able to say, I dropped by my armorer today, and a few of the hinges worked on. Instead of that, what do you say? I dropped by to have my cuff shortened. I dropped by to have the lining in my top coat sewed up. Wouldn't it be great, huh? I had him solder a little bit there in the back of the helmet there, you know, where that Saracen mace nicked me. Just a little flesh wound, that's all. Of course, I had $25 deductible, so they took care of the armor. Outside of that, you know, just a little mix-up. But man can't, but there again, see. Remember tonight's password. Hang on to the dream, by George. Hang on to it. Hang on to it. I could hear them now cheering, screaming, standing on the edges of their seats. Oh, listen to them. You can almost hear them, can't you? Playing their idle games. Weeping their poor, pathetic tears. Spinning their idle fancies. Oh, yes. Too bad. Too bad it went that way. Yes. I stopped by my sword maker today. Had a few of the hilts tightened up. But then again, what's happened to Damascus steel? Is there a man among us out there who carries with him a scimitar instead of a ballpoint pen? A scimitar. Look at that fist sticking up out of the water. Central Park. A great big sword sticking out of it. It's Excalibur, by George. Excalibur. The magic word. A magic phrase. Yes, tonight we shall... We shall go after those windmills like they've never been chased before. We'll give those windmills what for tonight. See them all over the horizon tonight. Come on, Panza, Sancho, let's get after them. George, look at them. Okay. Who's going with me tonight? Who's going out windmill hunting with me tonight, huh? Anybody out there with me? Before you fall in so rapidly with alacrity, ask yourself this one question. What have I done for old Shep this week? Search yourself. Of course, you know. No amount of rationalization is going to help this. You know that there's a patch of quicksand in Central Park over 3 acres wide? It was planted there by the city fathers. Worried about this parking problem. Worried about what's happening, the vast spread of population in New York. It's working out pretty well, too, I understand. You see, you sink without a trace. Without a trace. Not even a thin shriek left hanging in air, like a tiny icicle, an icicle of sound. All set, huh? Is your belt tightened? Please stop sniffing, will you? It's distracting me. Stop sniffing and straighten up. Look me right in the loudspeaker, all of you. Look me right in the loudspeaker. Try to say that again. That was a rotten thing to say. You know it. Just because I can't lash back, well, don't be so sure about it. The wonders of electronics can do many things. Be careful. I could just see this giant fist coming out of that 5-inch loudspeaker. Crack! Right below the left ear. Down you go. Take that, you. You bum, you. This is the voice of friendship tonight. Good fellowship. Yes. Stand by. Thank you. confounded inch. I can see it now. Strange thing, all the things I can see. All you have to do is... We'll give you one brief moment now to see all those strange things that you can see if you have the guts to see them. Wouldn't it be great if television put stuff on TV that people really wanted to see? That inside, I mean, aside from... Hey, what are you guys doing here? We can't have people. Aside from the things that they think you want to see, the things that you really want to see, inside of it all. You know, it's funny when you get these nostalgic moments when you're swept back in the tidal wave of the old and golden times. All the things I want to see. I'll never forget this time I was in Cuba. Oh, this guy comes up and says, hey, and he says, you look like you're interested in showbiz, that you like to see culture. Of course, he spoke with a kind of a Cuban Spanish accent, which I will not attempt to convey to you. He says, I understand that you're interested in showbiz. You got a copy of Variety in this arm. He says, yeah. He says, I got this show. And then now, just getting ready to start. Took me downstairs, and I'll never forget that show. What a show. Great Scott. Was there anything that, underneath it all, under all the little rocks in the mine, under all the pebbles, under all the old, dank, fallen logs of old ethics that have crashed into the swamp of your psyche that you really want to see? I'll give you the chance now. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Everybody, that's right. Come on, let's play the game now. Close your eyes. Really, you're missing something if you don't do it. You have no idea what you're missing. Close your eyes, please. All right, close your eyes now. I'll erase everything from your mind. Make it completely black. Go ahead and do it. Everybody feels foolish. Oh, why should I do it? The radio is saying it. If Ed Sullivan said it, you'd do it. You clowns. Now do it. Because you don't know what you're missing. Close your eyes. That's it. That's it. All right, now close your eyes, see, and make everything black. Completely black. And you make a tiny peephole right there in the middle. See where the light is coming through? And a tiny peephole and look through that hole. See all the things, look at, see all those things that you really want to see. Isn't that great? Nobody even, great Scott, you better erase that one. Oh boy. And this rattled back in this giant wave of nostalgia. A long time ago, when I was on the internet speaking of the giant wave of nostalgia that occasionally washes us up on the beach, there was this guy who used to write to me, he invented words. He invented words that should be in the language. You know, our language is, it has many shortcomings, actually. It really does. Every language has. That's why occasionally somebody will lapse into French. Well, that is, of course, in addition to a sort of one-upmanship. Because a lot of things are said in French that you can't say in English. Well, mixed company, you know, that kind of stuff. But in addition to that, you can't quite get it out. Listen to this great word, nostalgia. Nostalgia. I mean, there's a word that means it, you know? Do you remember those? Of course you do. That time it was raining, you remember? Oh, everything was purple and velvety. Oh, see, there I go. I'm beginning to fall. Does anyone notice that I'm beginning to ravel at the seams here? This reminds me of the night that the great blotter mystery swept northern Indiana. And it's too bad that I can't talk much about it this time because, well, a lot of the people who were involved are still alive. And I don't want to hurt anybody. But I figure in about 15 or 20 years, it can be told, what a rotten night. And the situation of the frogs in Appleton, Wisconsin was a wild one, too. Do you remember the frog situation in Wisconsin? Do you remember that? The time the frog showed up? 98 billion frogs hopped all over Appleton, Wisconsin. Everybody in Appleton started to climb trees. It was one of the big things that happened to mankind. It's one of the little insignificant, yet tremendously significant things that have happened in the past 10 years, slowly but surely. I can just see one day some guy looking out of the 15-story of 630 Fifth Avenue, a very official type building. It's made out of solid marble. statue of Atlas out in front of it, holding a skeleton world up, which I think is fairly significant. And we see some guy looking out of that window. He says, what is this coming up? What is this? It's a leaf. And sure enough, a giant vine is climbing up Fifth Avenue. From the uptown, a tremendous leaf, 14 stories high, slowly beginning to creep forward. People are screaming, hurling themselves. Oh, look, this is just an idle dream. Just an idle hope. The day 14,000 feet of snow fell on Staten Island. The day there really was a winter. The day it really happened. The day the truth was spoken. Speaking of the truth, there isn't a man jack among you who can say Valentine's Ale better than I can and make it drip with such rich golden goodness. Valentine's Ale. Try it. See if you can say it better than I can. Say it. Valentine's Ale. That's a Valentine's Ale. That's no good. Valentine's Ale. This is real. Sit there in the chain mail that way. With the great leather flagon of nut brown ale. Reach over and pinch Guinevere where she deserves to be pinched. Oh, baby. Is there anybody named Guinevere out there tonight? Give us a call here at the station. I got my chain mail on, baby. We can talk this business over here. A couple of big, great leather flagons. How about big stone mugs? That's even better. Who wants to drink out of an oxen horn? With a sterling silver top. You see, we don't have any style anymore. Plastic cups. Plastic schmastic. And nothing to that. Isn't that an awful? Really, it's an awful thought. Thousands of years from now, they're going to be digging up all this plastic grop, scotch coolers, plastic cups and plastic saucers and plastic people. Hey, who would you like to be? I'm going to ask, before we go any further, wouldn't it be fascinating if we had preserved, actually preserved, really preserved, just the way he was, you see, with his armor on and everything, a Roman gladiator. If somehow he was preserved in ice or something, we had him now, wouldn't he be a great attraction? Well, let me tell you this, that you will be just as great an attraction 2,000 years from now. If we could preserve you, any one of you, even the nothingest of us. Me, any of us, you know. It'd be fascinating to a guy who thought, here's a real 20th century man, just the way he was, sitting there with that funny look on his face, kind of sad, obviously suffering from post-Ed Sullivan shock, just sitting there with a wrinkled copy of TV Guide in his hand, one shoelace open. I mean, you know how like we really are, you know? With a hole in the sock, the whole business, sitting there. You'd be a real specimen. And here is your chance to achieve immortality. I was contacted tonight by a group of scientists who do not wish to be identified. They would like to have three specimens from among the audience who would willing to volunteer to be preserved. Sealed in plastic. You know plasti-sealed? So for all time, you would be you. And after 1,000 years, you'd be great. Really, you'd be famous. You'd be in a museum in a case. And after 2,000 years, you'd be bigger than the Rosetta Stone. You're nothing now. You know that. Everyone knows that. This is your chance to achieve real immortality. All right, here's what we're going to do. Anybody willing to... Nay, willing. Anyone fortunate enough to be selected for preservation. Who wants to... We're looking for one female type. Must be roughly 18, 5 feet 5, and, you know, okay? We need one guy, undergraduate type, okay? And we need one mature thinking individual to represent all phases of us. Get in touch with me. Send me a postcard. sent it to Immortality, WOI New York. And the other side, I want you to simply say, I am great and I am ready to give the people 2,000 years from now a real shock. Okay? And we will select three from among you. We'll have proper ceremonies and you'll be sealed in plastic for all time. Here's your chance. You've been searching for this. Mankind has been searching for this for centuries. How to make them know? We'll be back in 5 minutes. Don't let them take the time. Not really, not yet.
The Veterans Administration survey reveals that 38% of blinded veterans are at work. More could be. Blind people can do many jobs and do them well. Call your agency for the blind or write the American Foundation for the Blind, 15 West 16th Street, here in New York City. This is WOR 710 and WOR FM, New York.